This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mandatory masks are part of a draft of Denver Public Schools' in-person reopening plan. The plan would also prohibit singing and make lockers off-limits at school in the fall. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
The 66-page document states that all desks would face in one direction, there'd be no more field trips, and students would eat lunch inside at their desks. Everyone would have a health screening before entering a building. Students and staff would be asked to wash hands every 2 hours. Schools should have an isolation area with at least one cot for every 400 students. Classrooms would be disinfected every night. If families aren't comfortable sending their children back to school, they have a remote option. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
A new survey of bankers around the country says they believe the economy is still weak in rural parts of 10 states. Their confidence about the economy grew since June, but still suggests a shrinking economy. Economists say low prices for crops, retail sales, and layoffs have hurt banker confidence since the pandemic began. Experts in Colorado were among those surveyed. Officials say the YMCA fire near Canyon City is fully contained. The fire burned about 300 acres and forced the evacuation of about 1,000 homes. Hot weather continues for that part of Colorado. Canyon City and Pueblo have highs near 100 this afternoon. It's going to be almost as hot around Denver and in the 90s in Colorado Springs. Grand Junction is sunny and hot with temperatures in the 90s through the weekend. Mountain highs in the 70s and 80s. That hot weather continues tomorrow around Denver. Sunday could see temperatures drop just a few degrees. This is CPR News.